Now, it will not have escaped your notice that on January 1st, the Czech Republic will take up the presidency of the European Union. We've heard a lot recently about priorities and agendas, Eurosceptic presidents and divided parliaments, but what about the practical side of it all? Rob Cameron has been looking into the hectic preparations underway and joins me now in the studio. Rob, I suppose if you're put in charge of a 27-member organization representing some 500 million people, you're definitely going to need more than just a couple of phones and a fax machine.
You definitely are, Daniela. Yes, there were some very interesting figures published in the newspaper Lidové noviny today on Tuesday about the Czech presidency. Over the next 6 months, 1,500 Czech bureaucrats will attend 3,000 meetings in the Czech Republic. That's an average of 25 a day. And they'll need to do some 200,000 hours of overtime just to keep a track of all those meetings. 30,000 foreign diplomats, politicians and officials will visit this country in that time, and the VIPs among them will be taken care of by 70 officers and 30 hostesses. The VIPs will also get one of 500 pairs of bejeweled cufflinks, or 220 brooches for the ladies. And for those below VIP level, the government has ordered 31,500 Czech presidency ties, 13,500 scarves, and 1,500 lapel pins.
Right, it all sounds like a big challenge for the Czech Republic, but what about the big day itself? I believe that France lit up the Eiffel Tower in the EU's blue and yellow colours at midnight on December 31st. Is anything that extravagant happening here in the Czech Republic?
Well, it's interesting. There were plans for a lavish fireworks display here in Prague on New Year's Eve to mark that handover from France to the Czech Republic, but according to a spokesman from Prague City Hall, the French didn't want to pay for it in the end, and Prague was reluctant to pick up the 10 million Czech crown tab. So instead, Prague will get a firework display, but will have nothing to do with the EU. However, we have just learnt that at midnight on the 31st, the metronome that stands in the place of the former Stalin statue at Letna, on Letna Plain, will be lit up in the EU's colours and will tick for 6 months.
Right. And that is on the 31st, on January the 1st. But something else is being held, I understand, to symbolically kick off the Czech EU presidency.
Yes, that happens on January the 7th at the National Theatre. There'll be a sort of gala evening with music, theatre and dance by the Forman brothers, the sons of Miloš Forman, the Czech-born film director. And that will be attended by politicians and diplomats and also this country's former president, Václav Havel. Though it's not clear whether the current president, Václav Klaus, who's known, of course, for his critical views on European integration, will attend that gala evening. He's been invited, but his spokesman couldn't confirm whether he'll actually make it.
Rob Cameron, thank you for that. And, of course, we'll have to wait and see how it all turns out. And, of course, Radio Prague will be covering all important developments related to the EU presidency.